Joining us now is Senator Roger Wicker, Republican from Mississippi and member of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Senator Wicker, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
And a lot of Americans asking a lot of questions about what this means today. What do you expect Donald Trump's first order of business to be when he becomes president in January?
I think two things. I do think he'll put forward a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare and put something in place that doesn't involve these skyrocketing premiums, that uses market principles to keep down medical costs. And then I think we'll see a reversal of a lot of what I've termed executive overreach. President Obama has done so many regulations. When we've challenged them in court, it's taken a long time, but almost always the courts have agreed with us. And so I think there'll be a lot less effort to legislate through the regulatory agencies and a lot more effort to make changes through legislation the way it's been done.
Do you expect the Iran nuclear deal to be one of the executive actions that a president-elect Trump will undo in his first day or few days?
Well, let me say, I signed a letter making it clear to the world that this didn't have the force of a treaty because it wasn't being treated as such, and that therefore it's only so good as the signatories to the agreement. So what the president will decide to do, I think, remains to be seen. But but I think we will be vindicated by saying this: it's going to be permanent and it's going to be binding on successors of President Obama. It should have been done in a way that needed the ratification of the Senate.
What do you say to Latinos in this country, and actually especially undocumented immigrants in this country, who are very worried today about what this election of Donald Trump means for them?
Well, you know, I think President Obama and Secretary Johnson have made it clear they've deported more illegal immigrants than any administration in history. So I really don't think that Hispanics have anything in particular to be worried about any more so than before. I do think that persons who are here illegally are subject to deportation, but that's certainly been the case aggressively from this Obama administration. So I think Latinos, minorities, I think there is an opportunity for a Donald Trump to make good on what he said, that the sort of welfare state and the low expectation of joining the middle class and the good life can be reversed for members of the minority. So this actually may turn out to be a godsend for minorities. I certainly hope so.
That is Senator Roger Wicker, Republican senator from Mississippi. Senator, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.